This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
And it's time for humanity to stand up in the info war and say, I don't know what's going to happen at the end of this, but you want to fight, you better believe you've got one!
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
There's just been another massacre in Virginia Beach where the shooter used a silencer. Yeah. What is your view of silencers? Would you like to see those back?
Well, I'd like to think about it. I mean, nobody's talked about silencers very much. They did talk about the bump stock, and we had it banned, and we're looking at that. I'm going to seriously look at it. I don't love the idea of it. I don't like the idea. What's happening is crazy. Okay, it's crazy.
Mark your calendars. June 6, 2019. Trump does an interview with Piers Morgan, Mr. Anti-Gun, in England, and says he's seriously looking at banning suppressors or silencers. I've got an article right here from the ATF admitting that millions of these have been sold and that almost no crimes have been committed. But regardless, people commit crimes with automobiles. They commit crimes with baseball bats. You don't ban butcher knives or automobiles or baseball bats because they were using crimes because criminals used them. I gave Trump a pass after the Vegas massacre, which turned out to be an Islamic attack they covered up, when he went after bump stocks because bump stocks are basically worthless and are pieces of crap. But my listeners said, Jones, you're wrong. The fact that Trump got political points talking about this means that when there are future events, he will blame the firearm or accessories. Well, guess what, listeners? You're right. So I'm telling President Trump this. The Democrats want to repeal the Second Amendment. There's massive pressure to do it. It's not going to stop criminals committing crimes. And if you're going to blame the 10 million plus silencer and suppressor owners in this country because some wound-up guy in a gun-free zone went and attacked his co-workers and had one in his truck, then that's my line of sand. President Trump, if you become Hillary Clinton, what's the point of supporting you? You think you're going to garner support for Piers Morgan and the left by doing things like this? All you're going to do is turn your base against you. So I'm going to tell you what I told Piers Morgan on CNN. Hitler took the guns. Stalin took the guns. Mao took the guns. And if you try to take our firearms, 1776 will commence again. Damn it, Trump. At least you said at the end of the clip, well, you're not inclined to do it. Okay, but you're giving it lip service. Once you ban bump stocks and that whole fake story of what happened, we know it's a fraud, you open the door to blame the tools instead of the psychopaths. And once you did that, you joined the deep state and the globalists, who are your mortal enemies. Trump, I want to support you. But damn it, you cross the line on the Second Amendment. I'm sworn to defend this constitutional republic against all enemies, foreign and domestic. And you cross that line, you become an enemy of the republic. Trump, you know the right thing to do. You have been warned. Hitler took the guns. Stalin took the guns. Mao took the guns. Fidel Castro took the guns. Hugo Chavez took the guns. And I'm here to tell you, 1776 will commence again if you try to take our firearms. Doesn't matter how many lemmings you get out there on the street begging for them to have their guns taken. We will not relinquish them. Do you understand?
California Senator Dianne Feinstein worked for more than a year to get the assault weapons bill passed in the face of ferocious opposition from the National Rifle Association. She says she got the best she could.
If I could have gotten 51 votes in the Senate of the United States for an outright ban, picking up every one of them, Mr. and Mrs. America, turn them all in, I would have done it. I could not do that. The votes weren't here.
I want to pay you credit for this, because when we spoke in Davos after the Las Vegas mass shooting, I brought up the issue of bump fire stock and why it was legal when it was used to convert legal weapons to illegal ones. And you did ban bump fire stock.
I ended it.
I don't think you got enough credit for that. There's just been another massacre in Virginia Beach where the shooting used a silencer. What is your view of silencers? Would you like to see those banned?
Well, I'd like to think about it.
The globalists are hyper-competitive, scientific dictators. They are technocrats. They are control freaks in their own words. And they believe allowing you to live your own life and make your own decisions gets in the way of their great destiny to merge with AI gods. Now, we're fighting them hard in cyberspace. We're fighting them hard right here in the third dimension. But one of the biggest places that we neglect to forget that we've really got a lot of control in our lives is our bodies. If I wasn't taking the highest quality supplements from InfoWarsLife.com, I couldn't do it. That's why we decided to take our original Secret 12 that was incredibly high quality medical bottleman and double the strength of it in a new formula, Ultra 12. Ultra 12 is undoubtedly the strongest, highest quality B12 over-the-counter that you're going to find anywhere. It is amazing. Experience pure methylcobalamin B12 for yourself and fund the second American Revolution against the tyrants at InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com, or 888-253-3139.
Breaking news out of Silicon Valley. Facebook has banned a number of prominent conspiracy theorists and alt-right figures.
Facebook is purging several high-profile names from its platform.
This may be one of the biggest and most impactful decisions Facebook has ever made.
Facebook taking steps to enforce its hate speech policies.
Alex Jones, Milo Yiannopoulos, Paul Joseph Watson, Louis Farrakhan, Laura Loomer, all of them were designated dangerous.
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 Dangerous people.
Dangerous individuals.
Dangerous individuals.
Dangerous individuals and organizations.
Basically, they deem these individuals to be dangerous.
Danger, Will Robinson, danger.
They call me dangerous.
Danger is my middle name.
Dangerous like hurting other people? Or dangerous as in saying things that Mark Zuckerberg doesn't like?
This is about the total rollout for complete and total censorship.
How dangerous is InfoWars?
What is the difference at this point between Trump's Twitter feed and InfoWars.com?
InfoWars tells viewers that the world is out to get them. None of this seems to repel President Trump. InfoWars content is useful to him. InfoWars personalities align with him.
I want them shut down. I want them silenced. I want them muted. I think they are horrible for our society.
I want them shut down. I want them silenced. I want them muted.
Because these corporations are controlled by a liberal few.
We're very focused on making sure that our recommendations and discovery services aren't highlighting groups where people are repeatedly sharing misinformation or harmful content, and we're working hard to completely remove groups if they exist primarily to violate our policies or do things that are dangerous.
Screw your rules. Your rules go against our values, and they are patently un-American.
Mark Zuckerberg is not simply censoring opinions. He's prescribing which political opinions you're allowed to have.
We need a digital Bill of Rights.
They are becoming the public square, and they control how we interact with each other. And if you think that you are going to throw up your hands and say, well, they're private companies, you are absolutely insane, and you are part of the problem.
You are a bad person. You should be censored off the internet. Bad, yes. Bad. Get out of here, Alex.
InfoWars might have been banned from Twitter, but it seems to have found a new home over at Trump's Twitter feed.
President Trump's furious reaction to Facebook's action showcases that he is, I'm sorry to say, the InfoWars president.
InfoWars, the most banned network in the world. This Friday worldwide broadcast. We're going to be live here for the next 4 hours ahead of the war room with Owen Schroyer. Well, we have one of the heroes of Benghazi, one of the survivors, John Tigg. That's his nickname. John Tegan will be in studio with us with a lot of really key information. He'll also get into the fact that the movie
13 hours is about 60% accurate, and of course traces back to the criminal activity and the stand down that was ordered by Hillary Rodham Clinton. So that is coming up in the second hour. We'll also be joined by David J. Lynn, a preacher who was arrested for preaching the gospel in Canada. Yes, they're getting rid of free speech everywhere, but Canada is leading the world. Only worse is places like North Korea and China. I'm not kidding. It's already that bad. So that's coming up. Also, Dr. Nick Begich, always loaded for bear, will be joining us today and co-hosting in the fourth hour. Okay, let me just do this. I got a lot of news to cover here, obviously, and the collapse of the border is accelerating. We're going to get into all that and more dramatic footage of giant caravans just surging over it via flare footage. But what about President Trump? What about President Trump and his statement to Piers Morgan that he doesn't like suppressors or silencers and that he would like to see them banned, but he doesn't know if he's going to do that? Well, A, it's not really up to the president to try to ban stuff. It's up to Congress. B, the president shouldn't be supporting that because suppressors and silencers, I know, are big in movies. And I understand Trump's from New York. He's not a big gun guy himself. His sons are. And I know they're totally pro-Second Amendment and have informed their dad before. They're big hunters as well. But silencers and suppressors are used in almost no crimes. You have to go through a further federal background check and pay for a tax stamp to get one. But they are a dream to shoot. That they make there be less kick on the rifle or handgun, more accurate. And, of course, they're not really silencers. They're called suppressors because it's not like Hollywood movies where they go beep, 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 beep. That's not what silencers or suppressors really sound like. I mean, you could have some giant suppressor that could cut sound down to a very low level. But your average suppressor, all it does is basically turn it down to something about like that, and then that way you don't blow your eardrums out, doesn't mess with your neighbors. It just makes firearms a lot better. And here's the difference. President Trump came out and said, yeah, bump stocks, they're pieces of crap, they don't work, the gun community doesn't like them, there isn't a lobby for them, they don't allow for accurate fire, in my view. There wasn't anybody there to defend him. And when he first came out and said, yeah, maybe we'll ban bump stocks, I thought, well, they'll never really do that. But they did. And listeners got really mad at me. They said, you know, you'd be more on Trump for this because next they're going to come after other things when there's events. And it sells the idea that the inanimate object is guilty, not the criminal. And so you watch, Jones. If Trump thinks he gets political points with this, he might go down the line with other things. Well, he's done it. Trump looks at silencing the Second Amendment. And we're going to play a clip from Piers Morgan where he went over this. I shot a very powerful report that we're going to repost to the top of Infowars.com and Newswars.com, which was posted last night. I shot it last night up here with the crew. My warning to the president, Alex Jones warns Trump, 1776, will commence again if you try to take our firearms. Everyone needs to go to Infowars.com and Newswars.com and get this article with the video. It's a powerful four-minute report. You need to send it to WhiteHouse.gov. You need to retweet it at Don Jr. You need to retweet it at the entire Trump family, at the NRA and everybody else, because here's the deal. The NRA tacitly supported banning bump stocks. And, again, they're such pieces of junk that instinctively I didn't really defend it. But it set the precedent for now then to go after really legitimate things. And, by the way, the gun industry has been sued thousands of times. The gun industry, since Trump got in, is losing money. Remington and others, well, hundreds of companies have gone bankrupt, including our oldest firearms maker, Remington. And so it's been suppressors, and everybody that already has guns, firearms, going out and getting them. I have been looking at going ahead and buying some suppressors, and you can store them at places like the range here in South Austin. And then while your paperwork goes through for a few months, you can go shoot it there at the range or other facilities where it's kept. And then you get to have your suppressor. And then that way, oh, my gosh, if you're out in the woods shooting or you're wherever you are, it just makes shooting a dream. Once you shoot suppressed, you just don't want to go back. And I've been so busy, I haven't gotten suppressors yet. But one of my friends, Shane Steiner, he's got suppressors for Lapua rifles, and he's got suppressors for 308s, and he's got suppressors for 45s and just everything. And it's so much fun to be able to do that. Yeah, there's his Lapua without the suppressor on it. They were able to pull that up pretty quick. That was about 5-6 years ago I saw shooting. He's got a big suppressor on it now. And again, it's not like a movie where you can't hear it when he fires. But I got really mad yesterday, and I stand by the video I put out that is a warning to Trump, and we're going to re-air it a little bit later in the hour. If you missed it, I aired it right at the start of the show. Some stations don't carry that first 5 minutes, but this is a big deal. Trump's doing a great job on so many fronts and fighting incredible obstacles, but if he's going to meet with Piers Morgan, and he's going to start saying this, and he's got a history of following through on what he says, we better be concerned. But it's also Trump better be concerned. Let me tell you something. Trump's base will walk on him, and he'll lose the 2020 election. This is absolutely self-sabotage. And again, Trump has a blind spot. He's a golfer. He is not a firearms enthusiast. Trump, get with the program. Listen to
your... Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Fellow patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem, and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-506-6740. 800-506-6740. That's 800-506-6740.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Tegan, or he goes by Tig, is going to be in studio with us next hour. One of the survivors of Benghazi, to get into that and so much more. And we have a street preacher arrested for preaching the gospel in Canada for criticizing homosexuality. And we've got Steven Crowder, demonetized. Google's looking at banning him because he quoted the host of Vox, who's been given $250 million by NBC a year, who quotes and calls himself, you know, we're queer, we're here to stay, all this stuff. And he goes, well, self-described queer. And I'm like, oh, my God, you called me a queer. You can't do that. These are public figures, ladies and gentlemen. So now they're trying to have him banned as well. This is never going to end. And I've got one of my constitutional lawyers here, for all the globalist attacks they've got going against us right now, famous constitutional lawyer, First Amendment lawyer, Norm Pattis. And I was telling him in my office this morning about how I have a street preacher coming on who was arrested, and the Canadian government says, for criticizing homosexuality. He said, well, that's not possible. Canada has free speech. People don't even know what's happening in Europe or what's happening in Canada. Canada is worse than places like Sweden, where they arrest you if you report crime statistics that Muslims have committed. Now, they just had the head police officer of the Netherlands had to resign for covering up Islamic crimes and Islamic terror. Well, guess what? YouTube, there's an article on Infowars.com, just came out last night with new rules, and they said if you discuss someone's immigration status, that is hate. So they can call anything they want hate. They can call mother's milk hate. And so now thousands of accounts are being deleted in just the last day of mainline conservatives. So first they came for me. First they came for Alex Jones, built a straw man, a horrible straw man that I'm not, so people wouldn't defend me. And then once that domino fell, it was everybody else. Now I'm going to get more into Trump coming out against suppressors, silencers, and just how incredibly dangerous that is. The idea that if someone uses something in the commission of a crime, that it's going to be banned, even though there's hardly any cases of suppressors being used in crimes. In fact, even in my report to the president that we just aired earlier, I show mainstream news, the FBI admitting, the ATF admitting, it's almost never been used in crime. The supposed shooter in Virginia last week had one in his vehicle. So if he used a butcher knife, would we ban those? But this is the psychology of where these individuals are going. But I wanted to get to a report about Steven Crowder, a flashback from June 7th. That's amazing. August 10th, 2018. So this was August 10th, 2018. Here we are 10 months later. On June 7th, on this Friday edition, and I laid out exactly how the next bannings would take place after I was banned last year. Here it is. We're saying when we get Jones down, we want Steven Crowder and we want all these other people down. The Steven Crowder, even with shadow banning, his average video has 2 million views. Everything he does is a hit. I go to my kids' school. I go to mainline high schools with my kids for sporting events. Do you know Steven Crowder? They know who I am, but you know Paul Watson. He works for you. You know Steven Crowder. So smart, funny, good-looking guys who are very appealing across the board and promoting America, they want them shut down, period.
And now it's been announced. He is the next target. It's crazy to watch their giant psyop. There's an article I'm going to get to. What the intelligence community's insurance policy on the president would look like. It's a Hill article. And if you read what they're doing to Trump and then think about what they're doing to InfoWars, this is the blueprint for everybody. Julian Assange has been on house arrest, the Ecuadorian embassy for 6 years. Tommy Robinson, you know, prison. They're trying to deplatform me and destroy me and sue me out of existence. This is what it looks like in 21st century information warfare to retake this country from the globalists and from the Chi-Coms. And it's all coming out. So let's go ahead and get into what's happening. When they started deplatforming us 2 weeks ago, I said, as soon as they're successful with us, and I said, and they're going to do it, they're going to come after everybody else. Because I was reading what the Democratic Party websites were saying last week. They were saying, when we get Jones down, we want Steven Crowder, and we want all these other people down. So Steven Crowder, even with shadow banning, his average video has 2 million views. Everything he does is a hit. I go to my kids' school. I go to mainline high schools with my kids for sporting events. Do you know Steven Crowder? They know who I am, but they like you know Paul Watson. He works for you. You know Steven Crowder. So smart, funny, good-looking guys who are very appealing across the board and promoting America, they want them shut down, period. And now it's been announced. He is the next target. And, man, he's really polite but effective. And if they're calling him hate, because you can take stuff I say out of context and twist it. Crowder is very scripted, and I don't mean that in a mean way. He's a famous actor in his own right, famous child actor, so he's able to then really do a lot of preparation and do what he does. And it's because he is effective and is getting liberals to walk away is why they want him shut down. But I'm digressing. Here's the bottom line. They wouldn't make such a bold, full-throated attack on the First Amendment and absolute racketeering corporate coordination between $3 trillion of capital. You take the six companies that have blacklisted me, and they call it a blacklist. They're now calling it censorship, unpersoning, putting me into the phantom zone. $3 trillion is what they're estimated at, about $3.1 trillion. So $3+ trillion of companies that have moved to China are muscling in on America, and they demonize me first. I'm the target because Hillary called me Darkheart, knows we were effective at rebooting Americana, and they know that we're growing exponentially, so they got scared. They've already dialed back 93%. All the other conservative and national sites, any type of pro-military group, pro-Trump group, they're all banned. They're all blocked. But everybody else is already 93%. Paul Watson is left alone. He works with InfoWars. But he's 97% because we have the analytics. We have the server logs. When they turn us off, man, they just flip a switch. So they wouldn't make a super ultra crazy bold move like this, which is right out of the Soviet Union, right out of Nazi Germany, unless they are planning to go for broke on every front. Okay, so that is from last August, 3 days after the big massive ban. Now they're banning positive mention of my name or our websites. This is beyond the old Soviet Union, but you can override them by spreading the links to InfoWars.com, NewsWars.com, and PrisonPlanet.com. This is a real fight, though. We'll be right back with the globalists imploding the border, the latest developments. Stay with us. I'm Alex Jones. I want to salute and commend every man, woman, and child that has supported this broadcast over the years and that has stood with us. And I want to thank all of our sponsors and all of our affiliates. But I'll tell you like it is. You've seen the unmitigated attack we've been under. You're our only sponsors. And when you don't buy the products that are absolutely the best out there, we aren't able to continue on. So remember, you are the info war. I'm not the leader. You are the leader. When you take action, nothing stops you. We've got giant specials running right now at InfoWarsStore.com that are unprecedented. And if you go there and buy great products that you already need from across the board, it funds the second American Revolution worldwide. So I want to thank you for your support, and I want to encourage you again. Go
to InfoWarsStore.com. For whatever the product is you need, we have thousands of them, and it makes this all possible. Thank you for making InfoWars possible. God bless you.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. Blockitpocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at blockitpocket.com or call 888-315-9618. Blockitpocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones, live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide from the InfoWars.com studios.
What's happening currently to the United States and our borders starts back in 1993, and a man named Ross Perot. Do you remember that Texan telling you that, listen, about 10 years ago we got rid of the controls we had with Canada. Canada got rid of those, and their auto workers were making $45 an hour. and our auto workers were making $18 an hour. Now, our auto workers' pay went down, and theirs went down. Now, when you move our jobs to Mexico, where they're paid about a dollar an hour, it's not going to raise our pay. It's going to lower it for Canada and the United States. Now, we could play all those clips. We've played them many times. Everybody remembers it. So in 1993, there were zero auto workers in Mexico producing vehicles for the United States. Mexico was so anti-America that there was only a VW plant down there, and Mexico would not buy U.S. vehicles. Yes, Mexico hates the United States guts for most of its history because it's lost a bunch of wars with us. But I digress. If you expand on all of that, now you've got Central and South America collapsing. As I told you last year, the numbers are now in. Most of the illegal aliens aren't coming from Mexico now. They're coming from Venezuela. Venezuela, another communist country that has completely collapsed. So now we have up to a third of the cars sold in this country being made in Mexico. And has that helped Mexico? Has that stopped uneducated people wanting to come up here to have their babies for free and get on welfare and all the rest of it? No. In fact, it's made it worse. So when Ross Perot talked about the giant sucking sound, when he talked about what was going to happen with all of that, in 1993, 27, 28 years ago, was he right or was he wrong? And the answer is he was right. Now, we've seen the same playbook of Europe. There's over 15 million military-age men have come into Europe the last 10 years. That's a conservative EU number. It's probably much higher. Almost all their military-age men, upwards of 90%, never got jobs and live on welfare because the government wants them there on welfare. Thousands of cars are torched every month in Europe. Thousands of rapes, stabbings, acid attacks, all of it. Importing a group from caveman-level squalor in North Africa and the worst countries in the Middle East. We're getting the worst percentage off the bottom of these already very, very dangerous, out-of-control countries, and they've been taught to hate America. They've been taught by the left on top of it to exploit it and to exploit Europe, and it is a nightmare scenario. Now, enter Nancy Pelosi. We have a clip of this, if we can cue it up. Nancy Pelosi says that we just won't be America anymore if we don't just let all these groups in. America's been the most open country in the world, but if you go back to everything that we've seen unfolding at places like Ellis Island and everywhere else, you got checked, you got quarantined for 3 months on average. None of that's being done. And now every day there's a new video of 200 Africans, 1,000 Mexicans, 2,000 Venezuelans pouring in mass. Go to newswars.com and raise the alarm because the left and the globalists don't want you to see this. Remember, just a few months ago, they were saying Trump was making it all up. Remember that? Trump was making it up. There wasn't a border crisis. There wasn't caravans. It didn't exist. Think about that. And now they say there is a border crisis, but it's Trump's fault, and we've got to give everything free to these people. Newswars.com. Pelosi, if we close the door to immigrants, we won't be the country we were anymore. What does that mean? We're not the country we were because we're not checking people for diseases or crime, and when they do check them, one-third of the children are not related genetically in genetic tests, and they tell ICE, we've been kidnapped. I was grabbed out of a town in southern Mexico. These men are from Venezuela. But children are the golden ticket. And under Obama, he would just let aid groups, Democrat groups, come with the buses and disappear the children. And the Senate report admitted, the Washington Post admitted, that many thousands of children were put into sex trafficking as young as 4 years old. And the Democrats say MS-13 are all God's children. If you're a radio listener, you have to understand something. For TV viewers, they're seeing everything I say put on screen by that crew who in live time is searching when I say. The Senate report, the one-third being kidnapped kids. One-third kidnapped kids, 5,000 a week they're catching. God knows how many they're not catching. Some estimates are for every person they don't catch two. So three times, double, quadruple, we don't know. And now it's groups of Africans who are paying smugglers to bring them here. And the UN is paying to fly them here. And the Vatican is paying. And George Soros gives them plane tickets, bus tickets. But if they can't get into port of entry, they don't have a visa. They just fly into Guatemala. And then they pay the smugglers, the coyotes. And Soros gives them each, man, woman, and child, $1,000 with no name on it from Visa and MasterCard. Meanwhile, Visa and MasterCard have announced they're hiring human rights commissions from the Southern Poverty Law Center to watch what you buy and who you support. And then if you buy from the NRA, they may get rid of your credit card. I'm not kidding. And L.A. passed a law that if you are a member of the NRA, you must tell the government if you work for the city or are a contractor. And then they say you will be fired and you will lose your contracting job. This is terrorism. This is Big Brother on steroids and then some. And it's all out of control. And it's all only getting worse by the millisecond. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the corporate world waging war on the people. And then Pelosi says, we're not America anymore. If we don't let tens of thousands of people pour in with little kidnapped children, one-third of them not with their parents, little babies, marching through the desert with kidnapped children, and then five children have died. I can't believe it's not higher in the last few months in Border Patrol custody because they get here with deadly diseases. Sometimes they die before they even get to the hospital, and then it's America's fault. Not the Democrats, not the UN, not Soros setting it up, staging it, telling the people to come here. No, it's America's fault. It's your fault. And yeah, you could say Trump's better than Obama or better than Democrats on this. Yeah, he's putting tariffs on the Mexicans if they don't do this. And then even Fox News is like, oh, it's terrible. We'll have to pay more for tequila and $200 more for a car and maybe 30 cents more for an avocado. We've been sold out by globalism. We've lost our jobs. We've lost our high pay. We've lost the middle class on this. And then now Trump tries to put pressure on Mexico to not organize the invasion of the country, with the Mexican president admitting it's an invasion, with the head envoy from Mexico saying that they're at war with America. Well, I tell you what then, narco-terror state, if you're at war with us with the UN, how about we throw the UN out of the U.S. and cut its damn funding? And that's what needs to happen. The truth is, Trump hadn't even taken the gloves off yet. And the left saying he's the one that's a criminal. We're going to play all these clips and more straight ahead. But if you're not pissed, and if you're not spreading the word, something's wrong with you because this is war.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes,
Take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation Analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down and, I got to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Friends, on this live Friday edition, I know I say this every broadcast because this isn't your regular broadcast. We're just trying to be entertaining. I know you're an amazing activist audience. You're in the arena. This is how we defeat the globalist. I've read their public psychological warfare manuals. We've published them. We've put them out. A lot of this stuff's declassified from the left, out of the Ford Foundation, the Carnegie Foundation. They've got their embeds in all the different U.S. government and European Union agencies. They want to break up the family. They want to get rid of free speech. They want to flood us with Islamists. You already know all this, and we've got all their own admissions. But they also want to just overwhelm you where you give up. I'm doing the opposite here. I'm agitating with the reality to get people pissed, to get people off the couch, to realize this is an existential threat, so we don't just give up to it. Now, I always naturally did that my 25 years on air. Wasn't probably till 10 years ago I started reading declassified, globalist psychological operations manuals and linking to them and writing articles about them and showing them to you. But they are literally trying to break your will. Well, the answer to that is saying, I'm going to fight back. And the way the body and the brain works is once you start fighting back, you get stronger, they get weaker. And they know via Trump and via a lot of folks, America is coming back, and America is getting its focus again. That's why I really support the president, and I've been persecuted a lot for supporting the president, which lets you know that the president overall is good. But when he goes on Piers Morgan and lip services banning gun accessories, every time there's a new event, there's 350 million people in this country. There's going to be murders. There's going to be killings. There's bad people in the world. And said that he's going to ban suppressors, or that he's going to try to ban silencers when they're almost using no crime, is an example of how much danger we're in. Because the Democrats just say, repeal the whole Second Amendment now. Remember, they used to deny that. But let's get back into the border first, and I'll get back into the Second Amendment. Here's Pelosi.
Do have to remember the values that freedom isn't free. So, and part of that freedom is who we are as Americans. And who we are as Americans, no one said it better than Ronald Reagan. Ronald Reagan had the biggest voice for welcoming people to our country, and that we cannot close the door, or else we won't be the country that leads the world.
And again, for TV viewers, let's just roll the last few days of giant hordes of Africans, Venezuelans, and others just surging over the border, climbing right over walls, right over fences, collapsing everything, and then being grabbed up by the Democrat-controlled courts and given free welfare, free baby births, free everything, and then one out of nine ever show up to an immigration hearing. They're just here. A permanent underclass. And again, I'm all for immigrants, people coming here getting jobs. I've got people from around the world that work here. Who are college interns and things, but paid interns. I'm not against people from Mexico or anywhere else. I'm against total lawlessness and no border and the lawlessness of Mexico and Venezuela and all these other countries coming here. It's so incredibly dangerous. But you know what? Speaking of Trump, I'm going to go to this right now because this is so central and it deals with everything we're talking about. Here is my emergency warning to the president about where he's going with this, and how dangerous it is, and how it will destroy the support he has in his base, and he will lose in 2020 if he continues down this path. So the same warning I gave Piers Morgan, I now have to give the president with what he said to Piers Morgan. Here it is.
There's just been another massacre in Virginia Beach where the shooter used a silencer. Yeah. What is your view of silencers? Would you like to see those back?
Well, I'd like to think about it. I mean, nobody's talked about silencers very much. They did talk about the bump stock, and we had it banned, and we're looking at that. I'm going to seriously look at it. I don't love the idea of it. I don't like the idea. What's happening is crazy. Okay, it's crazy.
Mark your calendars. June 6, 2019. Trump does an interview with Piers Morgan, Mr. Anti-Gun, in England, and says he's seriously looking at banning suppressors or silencers. I've got an article right here from the ATF admitting that millions of these have been sold and that almost no crimes have been committed. But regardless, people commit crimes with automobiles. They commit crimes with baseball bats. You don't ban butcher knives or automobiles or baseball bats because they were using crimes because criminals used them. I gave Trump a pass after the Vegas massacre, which turned out to be an Islamic attack they covered up, when he went after bump stocks, because bump stocks are basically worthless and are pieces of crap. But my listener said, Jones, you're wrong. The fact that Trump got political points talking about this means that when there are future events, he will blame the firearm or accessories. Well, guess what, listeners? You're right. So I'm telling President Trump this. The Democrats want to repeal the Second Amendment. There's massive pressure to do it. It's not going to stop criminals committing crimes. And if you're going to blame the 10 million plus silencer and suppressor owners in this country because some wound-up guy in a gun-free zone went and attacked his coworkers and had one in his truck, then that's my line of sand. President Trump, if you become Hillary Clinton, what's the point of supporting you? You think you're going to garner support from Piers Morgan and the left by doing things like this? All you're going to do is turn your base against you. So I'm going to tell you what I told Piers Morgan on CNN. Hitler took the guns. Stalin took the guns. Mao took the guns. And if you try to take our firearms, 1776 will commence again. Damn it, Trump. At least you said at the end of the clip, well, you're not inclined to do it. Okay, but you're giving it lip service. Once you ban bump stocks and that whole fake story of what happened when he knows a fraud, you open the door to blame the tools instead of the psychopaths. And once you did that, you joined the deep state and the globalists, who are your mortal enemies. Trump, I want to support you. But damn it,
You cross the line on the Second Amendment, I'm sworn to defend this constitutional republic against all enemies, foreign and domestic. And you cross that line, you become an enemy of the republic. Trump, you know the right thing to do. You have been warned. Hitler took the guns. Stalin took the guns. Mao took the guns. Fidel Castro took the guns. Hugo Chavez took the guns. And I'm here to tell you, 1776 will commence again if you try to take our firearms. Doesn't matter how many lemmings you get out there on the street begging for them to have their guns taken. We will not relinquish them. Do you understand?
California Senator Dianne Feinstein worked for more than a year to get the assault weapons bill passed in the face of ferocious opposition from the National Rifle Association. She says she got the best she could.
If I could have gotten 51 votes in the Senate of the United States for an outright ban, picking up every one of them, Mr. and Mrs. America, turn them all in, I would have done it. I could not do that. The votes weren't here.
But if Trump supports them, well, then what's going to happen? Pretty amazing times. We're going to go to break, and we're going to have our guest in here, one of the survivors of Benghazi, who we've had a studio before. John Tigg's going to be here with us. Tigg's his nickname. And we're going to be talking about a whole bunch of different issues and what's unfolding in this country. Then we have a pastor joining us from Canada who was arrested for his free speech. It is now happening. The European hate laws are here. And we've got to stand up and say no. Please remember, we are listener supported. And without you, we will not be on the air, period. We have the new Space Force shirt, America's Back. People love the design. It's already a bestseller. It's 33% off. Part of the Total Super Force Special. And the reason it's named that is everything that has force in the name, like Brain Force Plus, Turbo Force, it's all 50% off. All the supplements that have force in the name are 50% off. And the t-shirt is 33% off. So get DNA Force Plus. That is an incredible deal. It's been sold out for a few months. We got a big shipment back in. You owe it to yourself to experience DNA Force Plus, particularly with all the PQQ, the CoQ10, and so much more for nerve regrowth factor and cleaning out your mitochondria and your cells. Slowing the shrinkage of your telomeres. If there's anything that Mother Nature and God gave us that's close to the fountain of youth, this is it. DNA Force Plus, 50% off. 50% off Brain Force Plus, our great nootropic. 50% off Turbo Force. It's like the 10-hour energy, clean and healthy and good. You can read the thousands of five-star reviews about all of those products at InfoWarsStore.com. That's the umbrella site. InfoWarsLife.com takes you right to the supplement pages and right to those areas. But that is how we're able to fund this operation. Plus, these are great products that you need and that are awesome. Separately, the film is now out and available to see online. YouCan'tWatchThis.com. With all the censors, you've got to go watch that amazing film about globalist censorship and how to fight back at YouCan'tWatchThis.com. So that film is now out. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen, with hour number two.
Oh, these pains. My neck, my back, shoulders. I've got to get some relief.
Stress from everyday life, past injuries, or surgeries can cause inflammation that leads to pain, but you don't want to take another pill.
There's an easier, healthier way, right?
Yes, with hot or cold therapy products at sunshine-pillows.com.
Pillows? For my aches and pains?
Oh, not just pillows. Sunshine-pillows.com has the best selection of custom heated neck wraps and heated neck pillows, plus travel pillows, microwavable body heating wraps, and more. It's all available to you online.
Finally, stress relief with no drugs.
Right. And now you can buy any select combo up to $150 and get 30% off. Just use this promo code, SAVE30, when you click sunshine-pillows.com. Save 30% when you spend up to $150 on any select combo. Use promo code, SAVE30, sunshine-pillows.com. Your complete line of therapeutic pillows and pads.